Good morning, everyone. This is today's Dharma Espresso on the Avatamsaka School, Transcending Worldliness and Engaging with the World, Part 1, about joined palms and precious bowl. Someone asked a very important question: which Dharma door do you practice? If you have been following my teaching, then the answer is very clear. I'm engaging with the practice of the Avatamsaka School. If they ask further, what is the methodology of the Avatamsaka School? The answer is, the methodology of the Avatamsaka School is transcending worldliness and engaging with the world. Transcending worldliness is the practice of self-cultivating, sitting quietly, experiencing serenity, and transforming our inner heart to liberate ourselves from the five skandhas. Engaging with the world is the practice of entering and interacting with the world to develop a heart of kindness, compassion, joy, and letting go. Between transcending worldliness and engaging with the world is the connecting line called transcending worldliness, entering the world, where we integrate the two practices into one. When engaging in this integrated practice, we become more aware of everything around us. The deeper our practice, the broader our knowledge and expedient means will become. This will facilitate our self-cultivation and expedite the development and emanation of our kind, compassionate, joyful, and forgiving heart. Transcending worldliness is the practice to develop our meditation samadhi, and engaging with the world is the practice to develop our heart of compassion and forgiveness. This is enough for an answer, but if they inquire further? Now, can you explain in more detail the steps of the practice? You can explain as follows. Our practice consists of two main parts. One is principle, noumena, and the other is practice, phenomena. Transcending worldliness is the principle. Engaging with the world is the practice. Transcending worldliness, that is, self-cultivation, is also divided into principle and practice. Principle is based on the Avatamsaka Sutra. Practice is based on the Great Compassion Mantra and the Hands and Eyes Dharma method of Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. When you give people such a clear, detailed explanation of our practice, they'll see that we are not confused and vague, but have a clear, defined path of practice. If they don't understand how we practice, then we can tell them more. We practice step by step. In the area of principle, we rely on the Avatamsaka Sutra for our first step called the Abode for Initial Resolve. It's the first of 10 abodes to learn. Next comes the 10 conducts, 10 transferences, 10 grounds, then equal enlightenment, and finally, wonderful enlightenment. But if you follow the Avatamsaka teachings of Master Hung Chang, then you will learn the integration of the 10 abodes, 10 conducts, 10 transferences, and 10 grounds. When we practice the 10 abodes, the 10 abodes are already part of the 10 conducts, 10 transferences, and 10 grounds. One step already includes the 42 steps. If they still don't quite understand, we can encourage them to study more about the philosophy of the Avatamsaka Sutra. Number one, the first stage, the abode for initial resolve, tells you how to open your heart. But how do you cultivate? To open our hearts, we need to practice the joined palms hand-eye dharma. The joined palms bring the two polar yin and yang, good and bad, left hand and right hand, together so we can be at one with the unity. This unity will open our true mind. Opening our heart is also opening our true mind. Therefore, we need to keep ourselves from being stuck with right, wrong, good, bad, happy, sad, etc. The joined palms hand-eye is the method called practice or reality that goes with the principle or dharma. This is called the abode for initial resolve, the first step of cultivation. Number two. After the first step of cultivation, our heart has been opened, and we go into the second stage called the abode of preparing the ground, which is healing and also managing. What do we heal? We heal the internal conflicts that exist in our heart. Sometimes we want to spend time for leisure, like going on cruises, but we also want time for attending retreats. Which one should we choose? Going on cruises to please our spouse, or going to retreats to please our master, or the community of Dharma friends? When we have such conflicts, we see the need to resolve them, leading us to the need for managing our lives. In these instances, the abode of preparing the ground will help us gradually form our life mission and keep our focus there. Because the abode of preparing the ground, principle, has such an important role, we need to cultivate the precious bowl dharma, practice. The precious bowl represents the earth. It will transform all conflicts that we bury in there. If you ever examine the soil of the earth, you'll see it consists of many different components, including microorganisms, to break down and transform other substances in the ground. All trash that we bury in the ground will disintegrate in a few hundred years. Even plastic will also be broken down and consumed by certain bacteria microorganisms. So, anything buried in the earth will disintegrate with time. The special characteristic of the abode of preparing the ground is to disintegrate all internal conflicts, so our heart becomes a nourishing source, like the mind ground, a place to nurture all living things. Plants and all other living creatures need the earth to live. We need to transform all toxins in order to foster life, and that is why it's called the abode preparing the ground. I will talk about the abode of practice and the abode of noble birth next time. It's important to remember why we cultivate. Cultivating is evolving. And if we want to evolve, we need to know the order of our cultivation, just like the stairs to step upward. Therefore, we start our cultivation with the practice of the abode for initial resolve, together with the joined palms, hand-eye. I'm teaching the six hands, eyes, dharma, and using the joined palms, dharma, as the essential method to open our heart. Thank you for listening, and see you tomorrow.